the rest of the story. In October, Mary Kay Goddard was fired. She was informed very abruptly. The man who had been designated to replace her just walked into her office one day and presented her with a letter authorizing him to take over her position. It was as simple as that. Mary had no indication it was coming. She would not, however, take this injustice lying down. Liberated Mary had fought sexist prejudice, had worked twice as hard as any man would have in order to earn the respect she had received in her job. Of course, her job performance had nothing to do with her dismissal. It was all politics, a new administration, shakeups in government positions everywhere. And yet for Mary, politics was not a good enough reason for pink slipping her out the door. She would appeal to her many influential friends for assistance. She would remind them of the truth that no man on earth could do her job any better than she had done it. And more was at stake than just a job. You see, before October, Mary Kay Goddard was postmaster of Baltimore, Maryland, the first ever woman postmaster in that city's history. So Mary was not merely defending herself. She was defending women in positions of responsibility all over the nation. Mary had risen to recognition through publishing. Both she and her brother were newspaper publishers. Mary was 37 when she was appointed postmaster to Baltimore, and she performed her job with utmost efficiency. And after 14 years of splendid service, she was bounced without a warning, without as much as a thank you. But this is the rest of the story. Indignant friends got together a petition. The document said in part, "Our knowledge of that lady's conduct for many years past induces us to interfere in her behalf. Any security that can be required for her good conduct will be given." And the petition was signed by the governor of Maryland, by the president of Baltimore's Medical Society, by a great many other very important persons, and it was sent to our nation's postmaster general. And 8 weeks later, an unsympathetic answer was received. We are asked to believe that the Postmaster General's friendship with the man who had replaced Mary had no bearing on the matter. According to the Postmaster General, Mary had been dismissed because her former position now demanded more business trips than ever before, more traveling, surely, than a woman could manage. When Mary's Baltimore bigwig friends heard that, they were understandably more angry than ever, and they kept the heat on until, at last, on December 31, it was ordered that Mary Kay Goddard be returned to her job as postmaster of Baltimore. And that order came from the President of the United States. Had such a blow for feminism ever been struck in this country? The answer is no. I mean, nothing like it had ever happened before in America. Not surprising when one considers that Mary Catherine Goddard was appointed Baltimore's postmaster in 1775. She was reinstated by the President of the United States, George Washington, and that means that she was more than Baltimore's first woman postmaster. She was Baltimore's first postmaster of either sex. And the first woman postmaster in all American history. And now you know the rest of the story.